always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and you are locked into Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man. And we back. We're getting it in, man. I got a brand new artist to bring to some of y'all, man. Some of y'all may have never heard of him. Others may have, man, but we're going to introduce Corey Hicks to you all in just a hot second, man. We're going to get it in with him, hear his testimony, man, and some stuff that actually happened in him, in his life, to make him look at God in a whole nother light, man. And that's really what it's all about. I do got to say this, though. NBA playoffs is going down. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many great series right now, man. Unfortunately, I will say one series that I'm kind of upset about is the Knicks going against the Heat right now. Man, that's not looking too good for the Knicks. DJ Kingdom 7, I just wanted to put that out there for you. But Knicks is one of my favorite teams right now, man. So I wish they could have, you know what I'm saying, got healthy and all that, got Jeremy Lin back, I mean, so we could see the fullness of the Knicks. But hey, it is what it is. Today, we're going to talk about addictions, man. I got a tweet from somebody that was like, hey, man, can you talk about the effect of drugs on people? And I was like, man, let's take it a whole nother step and talk about the effect of addictions in our life. That could be drugs. That could be even tattoos. It could be what else? Alcohol, sex, any kind of addiction, man. We're gonna talk about that, man. And I got the homie Trey Harris, who is on that 5-star general that y'all need to check out. And this is his brand new single for Mother's Day, A Mother's Love. Let's get into that. And Corey Hicks gonna be here in a second. Let's go.
There's nothing like a mother's love. It's for you, ma. Cause there's nothing like a mother's love. No. When I was born, you were there. You rock me in your arms. You nurtured me. You kept me safe and warm. Begin to grow. You watched over me, making sure I didn't stumble and fall. You love me most of all. That's why I say
you was easy.
Cause you love me first.
Believe me,
I know you love me from birth. The way you cuddled me and held me close. Few things that I remember most.
Loving you was easy.
Cause true love is. Mama, you love me still. Who could explain the way you feel for mama?
Or the love she has for me.
When time was hard, you did everything that you could to make it to me. Kept clothes on our backs, a roof over our head, and shoes on our feet. And in school when he told me I would be nothing, mama, you told me to go on and be strong. Never mind what they say, so I'm saying to you today.
Loving you was easy.
Cause you love me first.
Believe me,
I know you love me from birth. The way you held me and cuddled me close. Few things that I remember most.
Loving you was easy.
Cause true love is real.
And I was wrong.
Mama, you love me still. Can't explain the way you feel for my love.
Or the love she has for me.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
A sacrifice.
So that the world could be reborn and have eternal life, yeah. He took that love and placed it in a mother. Just to show the world the way he is for you and me. Just look at a mom and you will see.
Mama,
oh, loving you is easy.
Because you
baby boy.
Now that I'm a grown up, I just wanna
must have heard a mother's prayer, because I'm free.
I'm free.
Whom the sun set free,
free
is free indeed.
Mama.
Oh, if it wasn't for a mama, a mother's love.
This is your boy Tremaine Harris, and you're listening to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Keep it locked right here. Stay blessed.
Only embrace you ever felt was from the fabric to hug the hips. Pain much, life too slippery to get a grip. Known as the dame, but framed of a short on tips. Learned a lot of her season, but had no transcript. Frantic, had a skewed view slanted. Meeting her, you realize things you took for granted. Situation with her family is kinda sketchy. If you asked if she had friends, I would say barely. Most girls hated on her, dudes debated on her. Did whatever she had to hide the hurt. Put some makeup on her, applied the lip gloss in the spotty mirror. If Windex hit her reflection, she still couldn't see clearer. Reached her hands for the body spray. At least guys would compliment her sweet scent whenever their bodies lay. Tears down the cheeks, went for a second glance. If only her sobs could change the present circumstance.
Priceless, just the way you are. You're so lovable, lovable. Your words beyond the stars. Priceless, just the way you are. You're so lovable, lovable. Your words beyond the stars.
She roamed the town in dismay. Single night and some days, her quest made it feel she was searching some way. Loosened head out of reach, thoughts a huge muddle. Many questions, no solutions, stepped in a puddle. Murky water splashed, concealed her fresh petty. Straining feels like I'm holding Earth's biggest levee. Though the water was foul, her lightness was clear. One small sob turned to plenty of vast tears. Slight bob about the designer heels, but the unfortunate part was hard to swallow, almost unreal. An emotional girl, feelings were hard to feel. Picture the dealt hand, different life, not ideal. Much emphasis was placed on her mascara. Her pigment had flaws, she wanted to mask errors. Kinda funny since we dwell in the mask era. Hard to allocate the real and flee present terrors.
Priceless, just the way you are. You're so lovable, lovable. Your words beyond the stars. Priceless, just the way you are. You're so lovable, lovable. Your words beyond the stars.
Face was loaded, but was cool, was about to end it. The top line moisturizer gratified her feelings. When she came across just the right foundation, still didn't stop once to leave town at the station. Mirror, mirror on the wall, please reassure this young lady, she's the fairest of them all. Hair and nails done, but she still felt appalled, and was floored that she was an heiress of the fall. Maybe that one different guy could change it all. Had some jagged edges, but she would trade it all. Life's test said more cosmetics was the answer. Products animal tested, it still led to cancer. The disease of flaws and diamonds and pearls. The ailments are placing value in a fast dying world. You wanna be at the top of the bar, but I know your worth, girl, and it's way beyond the stars.
Priceless, just the way you are.
Just how you are.
Your words beyond the stars. Just the way you
just
are.
How you are.
So lovable, lovable. Your words beyond the stars.
Your prices. Just how you are, girl. You're lovable.
Area, Atlanta, Miami, Nashville, and more.
About Face Music Group presents
J-Man's new album, For His Glory.
Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com.
Festival Sinjata presents the Big Gospel Explosion, Sunday, July 1st, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center House Manscaped. Featuring national recording artist Chang, J.I.G., hip-hop artist Sir, Nevo Mass Choir, Highly Unlikely Youth Choir, and our special guest will be Jacqueline Echols, a world-class saxophone player. Sunday, July 1st at the Seattle Center, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Commissary right there, Worth Beyond the Stars, man, that's the song, man, and you gotta know who you are, man, you gotta know what you're worth, man, and that's what God says, you are worth something in His eyes, and in our eyes, as Christians, we should respect one another, and that's, we just got done chopping it up with Corey Hicks. He says he respects his brothers, especially the other artists in the same community, he wants to pour into them, so he does not be all about himself, and Mr. Corey Hicks, man, we gonna talk about you though for a second, is that all right?
Yo, let's get it.
All right, man. I want to know how you came to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, man. What are some ways that people may have spoke to you, man? Some things that happened to you to make you want to come and live for the Lord Jesus Christ?
No doubt. And it's crazy. And I grew up in a single-parent home. And for a while, I didn't even live with my mom. I lived with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And when she came back into my life, we moved out, and she began to take me to church. And I was, you know, I was fatherless, and I began to admire the men at the church, and I began to see them worship God and live for God. And so I started checking things out. Next thing you know, I began to walk to the altar at a young age, 7 years old, give my life to the Lord, and I began to love God, man, and had a relationship with Him. But when I got older, I began to stray away, mm-hmm. because I was looking for that affirmation, I was looking for that acceptance, and I began to get it from some cats that drink, that party, smoke weed, and so that's what I clung to. They began to bother me, mm-hmm. and so I began to drink heavily, smoke weed, I began to sell weed, and as things went along, man, I began to get into doing cocaine. A lot of cocaine. Eventually, I began to do more than I was selling. So my man put me on heroin.
Wow.
Heroin. And so I began to snort heroin, sell heroin. And next thing you know, man, I was actually shooting. I was doing IV drugs. I was shooting the heroin and the cocaine together. Just out there, man. So the same dude that was 7 years old, you know, loving Jesus, growing up, like, in the faith, straight away, and just was like wild and out of control. Mm. And my mom, man, she would pray and say, like, man, God, you know, touch my son. And she would say, God would speak to her and say, he's going to be a pastor. And I would just laugh and mock my mom because I was a gangster at the time. I mean, I was robbing, stealing. I began to be a frequent visitor of prison. And nothing was working to move me into a lifestyle of serving God and especially not being a pastor.
Yeah.
But make a long story short, man, she introduced me to this ministry called Jesus Miracle Power that it had dudes like me, a dude from the Night Ward, slugged up. He was like, wow, what's that? And I'm looking at him and I'm saying, man, this dude looks like me, talks like me, but there's something different about him. So I was intrigued by the distinct characteristic of God operating in his life. And so I'm checking him out. He invited me to the service. I'm listening to the pastor. And next thing you know, it seemed like the pastor was reading my mail. Like he was just preaching directly to me. So I'm drawn to the altar. Everybody's like looking. I'm walking to the altar and I'm not worried about what they think. I'm crying like a baby. The pastor greets me with a hug and held me. And it was like the father's love that I never had before in my life. And I'm crying in his home. Immediately, man, God touched me. I was in the presence of God, a tangible presence, and I'm like, man, what have I been missing out on all this time? The power and the presence of God running around with people that have murked me and take my life in a heartbeat.
Can I keep it real?
And man, and so from that point on, I began to serve God until some stuff happened in the ministry where people started to challenge me on different things and basically hate on me.
Yeah.
I left that ministry, and within 2 weeks, I was back out there wilding. Even worse than before, I remember a point where I was sitting on a Calio Project stoop smoking weed, and a dude told me, he was like, man, Cole, I thought you was doing the God thing.
Wow.
And I told him, yeah. I said, yeah, I was tripping, dog. I said, but I'm back out here doing me, you heard me? And he looked at me, and he said, dog, what you was doing was a real thing. I respected your mind for that.
Wow.
You talk about, like, feeling small. That was like that Peter experience for me. And I lived, you know, far from God, man, until I went to the street full of vodka with the intention of finding a female and just doing me. When a brother reached out to me and said, man, Jesus loves you.
Hmm.
And I said, man, I already know. I used to do what you're doing out here. I used to witness on the streets and everything. I said, but right now I'm doing me, so just pray for me. He was like, whoa, what you mean? I said, dog, I used to do exactly what you're doing. Pray for me. He said, well, let's pray now. But we prayed. I got convicted. We changed numbers. And I left the first quarter convicted by the Holy Spirit. 2 weeks later, I OD'd on heroin and cocaine. And who do I call? That brother.
Yeah.
I asked him, man, I'm like, pray for me, man, I'm dying. The brother prayed for me. Immediately, the overdose stopped. He picked me up, took me to the hospital, and sat with me for over 14 hours.
Wow.
And it was like, man, what am I doing? And that was the spark of God just beginning to really bring me back to a place of repentance, back to a place of submission. And the icing on the cake was my mom. She said, God, you said my son was going to be a pastor. You said he was going to live for you. I'm not eating until you deliver him.
Wow.
And I'm like, man, woman, you tripping. I'm like, man, you tripping, man. Like, eat. Like, I'm telling you, I'm not changing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, man, she started fasting and praying. And God began to deal with my heart. Me and my dude was about to go jack up some dudes that had a lot of money, a lot of dope, and we was going to hit a thing. And all of a sudden, I'm telling him, it's not making sense. I think I'm going to fall back. The second day, I'm telling him, man, I don't think so. He's saying, man, you stupid. You listen to your mom with that foolishness. The third day, I told him, you got to go. Take the weed. Take the guns. That's all yours. I'm done.
Yeah.
And this man was like, man, you tripping. Ever since that day, man, I've been serving God.
Wow.
So I'm grateful, man, for that ministry, Jesus Miracle Power. I'm grateful for that brother Eric that agreed to me. I'm thankful for Elliot, who met me on Bourbon Street and spoke into my life. And I'm grateful for my mom, who stood steadfastly, you know, crying out and standing for my soul.
Man, hey, that's awesome, man. The testimony you heard right there from Corey Hicks, man, is powerful, man. Definitely, we're going to hear some more about him in a minute, man. We're going to go to your first song right now called Whole Nine. Talk to me about this song, man. What's this all about?
The Whole Nine is like the first single off my upcoming album. And it's all about, man, when I was out there in the world, I went the whole nine with it, you know. Smoking, snorting, robbing, whatever. Like, I was all the way to the extreme with everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so the same tenacity that I had in the world is the same tenacity now that I have in spreading the love of Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we're going to hold nine with the longevity music, L's up all day, you heard me?
All right, that's what it is. Let's get it in, man. Corey Hicks from the NO on Yacht of the King Radio. Here we go.
But he called me, but he chose me. Just like he calling you. Just like he calling you. Let's go. Snorted, blow this, smoke this, loaded. Yeah, I want the whole nine. Double bread, tucking beds. Yeah, from the lower nine. Took me off the block, then he brought me back. Game time, I'm covered in the blood. We got Jesus on the main line. Snorted, blow this, smoke this, loaded. Yeah, I want the whole nine. Double bread, tucking beds. Yeah, from the lower nine. Took me off the block, then he brought me back. Game time, I'm covered in the blood. We got Jesus on the main line. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Deliverance you hearing is coming out the trunk. Living water drunk, theological swag. 16 balls in that crack, you heard me. I'm back like Arnold, my weapons ain't carnal. They mighty and they pulling down boot cool strongholds. He took me off the block, then he sent me right back. 360 on my grizzly, repping quite same blocks where they frisk me. I'm feeling like I'm dreaming. Somebody pinch me, my game ain't over or under. We plunder the enemy, we poster. Give Christ that exposure. No time to chill like vanilla ice smokers. I'm stumping on cobras, I'm casting out demons. I'm stepping over bodies looking for anything breathing. Even if it's wheezing, I rep what I believe in. Willing to die, you heard me. No surrender, no treason. Yup, snorted, bloated, smoked, disloaded. Yeah, I want the whole nine. Double bread, tucking beds. Yeah, from the lower nine. Took me off the block, then he brought me back. Game time, I'm covered in the blood. We got Jesus on the main line. Snorted, bloated, smoked, disloaded. Yeah, I want the whole nine. Double bread, tucking beds. Yeah, from the lower nine. Me off the block, then he brought me back. Game time, I'm covered in the blood. We got Jesus on the main line. Yo, my first package was a 4.5. Big things with grain, play games. Your brains get smashed, cross the canal to the Cali. Yo, I chased that cash, that guap off top. And we was getting it fast. Name on blast, so I can relate to where you at. Counting stacks, but if you keep going, your life will collapse. Like lungs, that's why I spent my life on wax. I spent 10 years of my life chasing that smack. But now I smack the devil in the face with this track. Cause I'ma snatch somebody out of hell with this track. Yeah, I'm gon' get 'em. As long as God give me these bars, I'm gon' spit 'em. Saliva, I'm on fire. Taking it back to where they admire that gunplay. No Muhammad, no Buddha, I tell them it's one way. I take them through the word, I speak what the sun say. Cause life without Christ at the center is mundane. Yup. Snorted, bloated, smoked, disloaded. Yeah, I want the whole nine. Double bread, tucking beds. Yeah, from the lower nine. Took me off the block, then he brought me back. Game time, I'm covered in the blood. We got Jesus on the main line.
We going the whole nine with this gospel, you heard me?
Yeah, dig.
Same way we was out there in the world. We tenacious with this gospel, you heard me?
Yeah.
We doing the whole nine with this thing, you heard me?
Yeah.
You dig.
I don't need no intro, I'ma just walk into this one. You got the matches like I need it? What about the lighter fluid? Alright, we good, let's go then. Yo. Bars for the Lord, so they think I'm crazy. Work so hard, never think I'm lazy. No weapon forms should prosper, it's like they clippers don't work, so they cannot fade me. They think I'm crazy and saying it's silent when I tell them that everything can't provide it. I spit life instead of violence, now I'm flying overseas to the Cayman Islands. You don't know what that is, that's near Jamaica. Your life is really what you make it. Hockey and sawfish, eat it real often, it's real Jamaican. Not you faking, probably don't know what I'm talking about. Faith is really what I'm talking about. Can't just speak it, gotta believe it, and then you walk it out. They singing, I'm loco, yeah. Yeah, I talk Acapulco. Got my guy go before me. When you thinking I'm solo, man, I shine. Yeah, we came to hype it up, man, I shine.
Light it up.
Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up.
We gon' light up the city.
Light up the city.
We gon' light up the city.
Light up the city.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale.
Light up the city.
Yo, when they
show us hate, we gon' show them love. Not ordinary, extraordinary from up above. I'm here on a mission every time you see me posted. You say you heard of Christ? Well, it's time to up the dosage. Build up with the love of Christ. They like, is he fake? Because we also light like we a bunch of Drizzy Drakes. We got the light of Christ. Peep the power we possess it. It's time to take the city back. Repossession. Yeah, we hyped it in church. Time to expand the rally. And like the whole city up like it's the grand finale. We receive mercy, he's preach worthy. So we came to spread it like top rhyming and beat church.
Shining in the dark, got him staring again. I think of Tim Tebow, I think of Jeremy Lin. Hey, call me anything, but don't call me a dud. Cause we got these fireworks and we came to light it up.
Light it up, 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 light it up.
Say I'm crazy for stepping. Say I'm crazy for saying that this Bible's my weapon. Say I'm crazy for spitting about this word that's been written. They say I'm crazy for standing, I say they crazy for sitting. Block them sky with no ends. Watch the throne cause I'm an heir. You ain't even gotta care, but it's much more than it appears. You talking gold, you talking teeth. I'm talking gold, I'm talking streets. I'm talking fake, you talking G's. You ain't talking like D, you talking cheap. You talking about Lambos and you talking about mansions. Man, I'm talking about these things that the mind can't imagine. You still talking about earth? Man, I'm talking expansion. Got some boys in my band, and I ain't talking about Hanson's. You don't really know what your info when you lower the bar like limbo. I spit it so true, so simple, till we pop out the top like a pimpo. Sell out for the cash, not that tight. Jesus walks, got that right. Watch the throne, but it must have been a heist. Cause when I look, I see Christ.
Light it up, 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 light it up. Light it up, light it up, light it up.
We gon' light up the city.
Right there is Young Fire, Grand Finale. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I like that joint a lot, man. I never heard of Young Fire before. Actually, I take that back. I've heard of his name before, man. But when I heard that joint, I was like, okay, okay. It might be on the Five Star General show, which some of y'all need to go check out, man. That's the brand new mix show. Top 20 joints from your boy. Man, it just goes in, man. My first mix ever. Go check it out. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, we're going to keep it pushing. Corey Hicks right now, getting it in, man. And you were talking about a missions trip that you have been on for the last 2 years. And this year, you get to go with your wife, man. Where were you guys at? And what is the mission out there, man?
And we're going to be going to Jamaica. And I've been going for the last couple of years with different cats, man. We set up a big stage on a truck, and we just go in the hood in Jamaica, man. We just pull up. There's one church that we're connected with. We do one on the church grounds, and then the other ones that we typically do, we just go in the community and set up shop. We begin to play the music. The young people come out, even, you know, families come out, and we do concerts, man. I've been out there, my man, R. Swift, Bobby Bishop, Young Josh, my dude Jer from the A, he came through, and so, man, it's been real dope to see us go out and do ministry cross culturally. Because I mean, it's a totally different culture, man. And you know, we get it in. We've seen a lot of different people get their lives to the Lord. We did some training, some leadership training with the churches. We also did something for musicians and artists, people that had a heart to go to the next level in their craft. We got with them at it. We just shot straight at them and gave them a time to actually ask different questions. And so it was real dope, man. It's been real fruitful.
No, that's what's up, man. So definitely, what are some things you, was it just like, well, you actually answered that question already, but talk to me, man. Was there a language barrier while you guys was there? You know what I'm saying? Like y'all rapping, did they understand everything y'all were saying? How was that, man, in Jamaica?
Man, I'm gonna bust your head. Like, the first time I went, I was paranoid. You know, I was very nervous because I was like, man, I don't know if they're going to feel my joints. I don't know if they're going to understand my joints. And then the first year I went, I was with R. Swift and Young Josh, and both of these dudes had dreads. I'm like, man, I'm going out to Jamaica with these dudes. I'm the only one without dreads.
Yeah.
Like, man, they ain't going to feel Corey Hicks, man. And so we get out there, man. We went to this little fast food place called Juicy Patty. And so we hit the Juicy Patty, and the lady that took my order, I could barely understand her, man. I'm like, oh, Lord, this is going to be horrible.
Yeah.
But then she began to slow down, and then I could understand her. She had no problem understanding me.
Yeah.
Which was dope. And then as we got into, like, the area, man, and doing ministry, man, everybody understood our joints. In fact, the next year, when I came back, we were in that leadership joint, and dude sang my whole rap, Step Into My World.
Wow.
Then he sang one of Bobby Bishop's joints. It was all singing it, dog. So it was a trip from the first year I went, kind of introducing them to, you know, to our ministries and stuff like that. And then the next year to go back, they was on it. They was, like, singing all the joints and knew all the punchlines and stuff. It was dope.
Wow. Now, that's what's up, man. So definitely, missions is something that, you know, I think a lot of artists got to get into. Even I'm gonna ask you this, man. You talked about a guy that met you when you was out doing your thing. In the middle of it, he interrupted you, man, and you had to go back home. Do you do that as well, man? I know you guys got a church out in the hood, and you were saying, man, it was even real crazy when y'all started. Do you guys do, like, ministry like that, street ministry?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we do, man. In fact, I went on to the school that was out witnessing, man. I ended up going to that school, the School of Urban Mission Bible College and Seminary, and that's where I met my wife, and we began to really do a lot of evangelism as students, man. That was practicum that we did. And so when we started the church, you know, we wanted to bring in, like, all of the different things that we see in God's word and just the things that he's called us to do, not just to be an inward-focused ministry. So just this last week, man, we went out uptown on Magazine Street, and we just began. I took out my Canon, my 7D, and I just went, we asked people, yo, can we ask you a question? Like, what's the toughest thing that you've gone through? And they began to share something that impacted their life in a negative way. And then after we would get the video footage, then we said, hey, man, can we pray for you? And we prayed for them, and then we began to just share our testimony and probe them into their relationship with God. And just last week, man, we led five people to the Lord right on the streets.
Wow.
Right by the park. We didn't even move the block. As soon as we finished talking with somebody else, there'd be somebody else right there for us to get it in with.
Mm.
So, man, yeah, we definitely... we do street evangelism. 2 months ago, we did a huge outreach in Huntersville where dudes get it in a lot, you know, as far as, like, murders and stuff like that. But we did a huge outreach out there, man, where we fed over 1,200 people. We gave away bicycles. We gave away about 8 bicycles, iPods. We gave away TVs to different people. And over 193 people gave their lives to the Lord in the midst of that. And several came to our church the next day. More gave their lives to the Lord. And we baptized 24 people. So we get it in,
God,
man. We trying to go in for the Lord.
That's what it is, man. And Corey Hicks does music as well. You know what I'm saying? Talk to us, man. How long have you been doing Christian hip hop music, man?
Man, I've been doing Christian hip hop for ever since, really, man, when I gave my life to the Lord, 11 years. You know, I put it down for several months, and the Holy Spirit said, "Man, what you doing? Like, I gave you that gift."
Yeah.
And so I began to write, but at first I would only basically just use my 16s like in evangelistic moments. Like I might be witnessing to somebody, and I just like, yo, you like you know, rap. Check this out. Now I just spit a 16. I might freestyle, and you know, so we'll get it like that. But then after I finished Bible college, then I began to really get into the vein of Christian hip hop, and so that's when I went to Flavor Fest, performed at Flavor Fest, did Rap Fest. That was like all in 2005, and I began to go to different venues in Atlanta, Florida, Texas, Cali, Boston. I began to get it in on that level. So that's when I released the album 24/7. That was like my start of like really, like trying to make a move, you know, trying to do something outside of just street evangelism, local outreaches.
Man, that's good, man. Give me three tips that you want to give some of the aspiring Christian hip hop artists, or some of the ones that are already doing it, just trying to go further in their craft and their gifting and their ministry. What would you say to them, man?
Man, I would say number one, get some mentorship. Hmm. You know, I got some aspiring artists right now in the city, several on my label, Longevity Music, but even cats that's not on the label, man, I'm mentoring them. And I would encourage you, man, find a mentor, somebody, you know, that's been doing it for a while that you can shadow and glean from, so that you can grow and just have accountability. Secondly, I would say, man, don't go halfway. The first project that I released, I had like a little CD that I burned, and then I plastered these little sticker things on, and I was like bumping them. And man, that wasn't kingdom. You know, a lot of times as Christians, man, we just do whatever. I'm just doing what I can do. And it's like, man, you know, all right, do what you can do, but move towards like doing it with excellence.
Yeah.
Because we representing God, man, and people, like, you going to people, like, dudes go to people, yo, buy my CD, or yo, check out my joint, and it's like it's a burned CD with a Sharpie of your name on it. Like, man, dudes don't want to peep that joint out, man. Like, yeah. I mean, they going like look for Wayne and Tiger and Drake, you know. The packaging, man, is very, very crucial in my opinion. And I know, like, you know, you got to have dope lyrics and the production and the engineering, all of that's on point. That's a given, hopefully. But then beyond that, man, your packaging, your marketing, like, do it right. Hmm. You know, if that means like working and saving up so you can do it right, it's worth it. Do it right. And then thirdly, man, I would just say, compete with the world. You know, dudes like K9, dudes like D-Cross, that's not my competition. Lecrae, Trip Lee, Tadashi, that's not my competition, man. That's my brothers. We in this thing together. But, you know, my aim is always to be better than the Lil Wayne, better than the Drake, because that's really who we competing with when we dealing with the world. Now, within the church, of course, you want this stuff to be as dope as Reach, as dope as Lantmo. But I'm just saying, like, you know, when I first put out my first Christian joint, the church was loving it. They was loving that joint, clapping. That's what's up. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And then one brother was real enough to tell me, like, yo, lyrically, your joint is hot, but your production is not strong. And yeah. I was like, man, you hating on me. And when I listened to the, I'm like, man, you hating on me, son. Like, did he wish he could do it like Coheed? Yeah, dang. I was like prideful about it. But then I listened to the radio, and I listened to like what was cutting edge on the radio. And then I listened to my joint, and I realized that it was not up to par. And so, man, if you just don't know, like, you know, try your best. Try your best to be on that level. Because, you know, we compete with the world, you know?
No, that's what it is, man. So we getting it in. We're going to keep it pushing. We're going to go to your next song, though, man. Exposure featuring G Servant. You know what I'm saying? On Yada the King Radio. Talk to me about this one as we go into that.
Man, exposure is just like when you look at the culture, man, they're exposing you at a young age to sex, to violence. They're exposing you to now to a lot of homosexuality. And just, you know, the things of the world. And so it's our obligation to go into the world and make disciples. For what? We got to expose the world to Jesus Christ. The Bible says, how would they hear without a preacher? You know, how would they go unless they're sent? And so, man, we're going and we're exposing the world to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Exposure. There you go.
There you go. Well, here we go. On Yada the King Radio.
Yeah. We post up. Photoshop. Aperture. We give them that exposure. He ain't far away. Marsha Ambrosia. Twitter on smash. Text blast. Exposure. Yeah. We exposed up. King like we post up. Photoshop. Aperture. We give them that exposure. He ain't far away. Marsha Ambrosia. Twitter on smash. Text blast. Exposure.
We keep them out front. Stand back. Get out of his way. Every time the disc play, put him on display. Gotta make him know, cause he left his throne with no hesitation for some sinners. Took their place and gave him grace. Thank God. Now step out like some leaders, then we fell him as his followers. Push to the goal like Iverson. Spreading this gospel outside of your peers. Call to the nations, man. We giving our lives for this. Gifted with an instrument, the gospel we will implement. Tell them how he died. Tell them how he rose. They in our own backyards and have yet to know. So grab your Bibles, drop them titles that you idol. People out here hurting, ain't it? Ain't inside these churches, trust me. He must have touched us, cause we going all out. Yeah, it's hard to bring peace with this sword up in your mouth. Up in your mouth, so they don't believe it. That's why we dusting off our feet when they don't receive it. That's that exposure, boy.
Yeah. We exposed up, king like we posed up. Photoshop, aperture, we give them that exposure. He ain't far away, Marsha Ambrosia. Twitter on smash, text blast, exposure. Yeah. We exposed up, king like we post up. Photoshop, aperture, we give them that exposure. He ain't far away, Marsha Ambrosia. Twitter on smash, text blast, exposure.
Yo, we overexpose him to everybody knows him. That's why we go in like open doors. A few that were chosen, like ibuprofen. You heal pain, not knives, but the world is yours. We know that you live, our breath you give. Created all life above the ocean floor. We take Christ on tour, he gave life, took stripes. What more could we really ask him for? That's why we innocent, that's why we benefit. Privilege, he paid the dividends for Manson, a ransom. Even for cats like Charles Manson. So eventually, we could ranch in a mansion. Kingdom expansion, we shine like Jacob the jeweler. From the States to Jamaica, we making maneuvers. The master ain't got a master, but he'll school ya. False prophets will rise up, but don't let them fool ya.
We exposed up, king like we posed up. Photoshop, aperture, we give them that exposure. He ain't far away, Marsha Ambrosia. Twitter on smash, text blast, exposure. Yeah. We exposed up, king like we posed up. Photoshop, aperture, we give them that exposure. He ain't far away, Marsha Ambrosia. Twitter on smash, text blast, exposure. We exposed up, king like we posed up. Photoshop, aperture, we give them that exposure. He ain't far away, Marsha Ambrosia. Twitter on smash, text blast, exposure. We exposed up, king like we posed up. Photoshop, aperture, we give them that exposure. He ain't far away, Marsha Ambrosia. Twitter on smash, text blast, exposure.
money makes the world go round. I was blind by it. I was chasing paper and I wasn't shy about it. I thought I had all the answers to my problems and need. I was chasing greed with legs like centipede. This hunger couldn't feed. The more I got, I hurt. This logic doesn't work. I found myself in church, back in the place where foundations laid. Salvation was paid. Christ freed all the slaves out of sin's grave. Grandmama told me that I got it for myself, y'all, and ain't no turning back. It's Christ over money stacks, Christ over status. Christ lost my life, took me off the apparatus. I had this all alone. He welcomed me back home, upgraded, thinking like my cellular phones. I'm on my car Malone, deliver like a mailman. A fail-proof plan, follow where he leads, fam. They say they got them money, they say they got them cars, they say they got them girls, they say they got them stars. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. I ain't chasing money, chasing money, chasing cars, chasing cars. I ain't chasing girls, chasing girls, I ain't chasing stars. No. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. Upgraded that, Christ updated that. They say better late than never. God was working on me. He made me better. Teflon, any weather, homie. A rain, hail, see the snow. Life be changing on me. But I will not be moved. I trust in God only. These life conditions up and down, like the Dow Jones. My house is built on stone, so it's safety in my home. These dead presidents won't affect my residence. Heaven be my residence, cause now I got them heaven sense. Or better sense than back then. A gone with the wind, freed from a life of sin. I shake them shackles off on my merry Mary Ken. Yeah, they thought they buried him, but my Savior rose again. Against all odds, death couldn't win. My God is champion, took the cross so we win. He came to rescue men, so I came to rescue men. I'ma spread that good news until you stop and let them in. They say they got them money, they say they got them cars, they say they got them girls, they say they got them stars. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. Upgraded that, Christ upgraded that, yup. I ain't chasing money, chasing money, chasing cars, chasing cars. I ain't chasing girls, chasing girls, I ain't chasing stars. No. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. Upgraded that, Christ updated that. Since I found Christ, my life took an upgrade. Since I found Christ, my life took an upgrade, upgrade. Yeah, upgrade. Yeah. Since I found Christ, my life took an upgrade. Since I found Christ, my life took an upgrade. Upgrade. Yeah. Upgrade. Yeah, they say they got them money, they say they got them cars, they say they got them girls, they say they got them stars. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. I ain't chasing money, chasing money, chasing cars, chasing cars. I ain't chasing girls, chasing girls, I ain't chasing stars. No. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. Upgraded that, Christ updated that. The moral of it all is, when I got Christ, I got everything. Money, houses, clothes, peace of mind, whatever I need. And man, I'll be the mansion on the hill, but it's my mansion. And that's all I need is Him.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DaSunderSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the
league CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you DaSunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. And more. And more. At TheSouth.com. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
Turn up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Ransom Paid. That song is called Upgrade, and that's what it is, man, on Yada the King Radio. We got the homie Corey Hicks, man, getting it in, man. We were so pumped talking ministry, talking music. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what's up, man. We're going to get it in with him in just a second. But I do want to say this. Yada the King Radio is going down. Y'all need to come to YadaTheKing.com. Get in on there. You know, check out the website. We got Chase devotionals. We got, you know, saying so many different things for y'all to be on there. Check it out. We got the brand new mix show that I keep telling y'all about. Yada the King 5-Star General. Man, check those out. Exclusive to the iPhone app and exclusive to the Yada the King .com. So, man, we got Corey Hicks with us, man. He's back. And Corey Hicks, man, I want to talk about the topic of the day, man. It's addictions. This was somebody that called in. He was talking about what are some of the effects of being addicted to drugs. This actually goes great with your testimony. It wasn't planned. I didn't know he had a testimony like this. But that's how God works things, man. So talk to me about just some of the things that go on with addictions, man, that people may not know about and some people may know about, but they need to get freed from.
Right, man, the thing about addictions is it doesn't start off as an addiction. Mm. You know, it's a build-up. Like, I remember the first time I smoked weed, it was a very friendly environment to where we had just after playing Madden, and a friend of mine was like, yo, man, you smoke? And I lied. I was like, yeah. And I wasn't familiar with it, but I smoked with him, coughed my lungs up, enjoyed it. And then next thing you know, man, I found myself with a bag of Cheetos, eating a whole bag, laughing. And it was all funny games. But I didn't realize that as I scored an ounce that next day, that eventually I would have an addiction, which would move past a social thing. Which would move past the social thing to a necessity. Mm. And so I found myself not being able to feel normal without smoking weed. You know, which one of the main reasons why I found myself in prison. One of the main reasons why I didn't do well in college. You know, I went to school for engineering, but I mean my main focus on a day was like smoking and selling as much weed as I can on campus instead of going to my classes. But it started off, you know, just fun. It wasn't an addiction, but just that little fun and social activity, man, it led to like a whirlwind of addictions, which really, man, was a gateway to even more addictions. That's something like you don't realize that once you kind of like open up the door for one, usually some others sneak in, you know?
Yeah. No, that's deep right there, man. So it won't start out as an addiction. And some people would, you know, addictions is not only drugs. Like I said earlier, some people can be addicted to sex. They can be addicted to food, pornography, any kind of these things. And the way it starts off, as you said, was it kind of starts off with something that, oh, let me just try it. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody might introduce you to it and say, hey, man, and you're going to lie to get into it. But the thing that you said, it's also a gateway to other addictions. And what makes an addiction something people can't normally break out of unless it's through the power of God or even You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it may be going through classes and stuff like that. But why is an addiction so strong? What made this thing so strong on you?
Man, because I think, number one, it becomes a routine. Anything you do habitually becomes a routine, and routines are hard to break. You know, once you get married, man, like you've been doing it this way your whole life. Now all of a sudden your spouse begins to tell you it's the wrong way. You really need to do it this way.
Yeah.
It's like, man, nah. Like I'm accustomed. I'm used to doing it like this, and so it's hard to stop doing something that you've been doing for so long. And then when you talk about the spiritual dynamic of like there's a real enemy, because our battle is not against flesh and blood, but there's like, you know, Satan, you know, spiritual wickedness in high places, and I mean, just like evilness in the spirit realm that's trying to like keep you bound to like certain things. And then thirdly, there's a physical, bondage. Like, for instance, when I was addicted to heroin, my back would hurt as soon as I got up, or I had to go get it. When I was addicted to pornography, there were like flashes, like physical thoughts would flood my mind of prior pornography videos that I saw, which forced me to go back online and look at more pornography.
Yeah.
You know, food addiction. You know, there's a physical, like a craving, even when you see different commercials that plague you and kind of like encourage you and challenge you to go and go get a plate of food.
Right.
To go eat that unhealthy meal. You know what I mean? So it's crucial, man, dealing with addictions on any level.
So I'm asking you this, man. What would you say for somebody that is addicted right now? What is some information that you would give them to get out of that addiction?
Man, number one, I would say, you know, you got to go to God with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta begin to go to God and say, look, this is what I'm dealing with. Like, I can't do it by myself. I've been trying to deal with this by myself. I need you to take it away. I need you to do this thing for me. And so, number one, I would say, go to God. Number two, I would say, take an inventory of the steps that lead you to that particular addiction, and then begin to close the gap on it. Like, if you smoke weed, or if you drink alcohol, and that's an addiction for you, who are you doing it with?
Mm-hmm.
Cut those people out of your life. Because a lot of times we end up doing things because of the people that we're getting it in with. You know, if you take them out of your life, a lot of times it will help eradicate, just some of the things that you really try to overcome in your life. And then number three, man, I would say get some accountability.
Mm.
You know, get some accountability going, because you can't. You know, you don't have to. I'll say this. You don't have to do it on your own. You know, they got people, man, that have already overcome what you're dealing with, and they can help walk you through it. There are people, maybe they can't even relate to what you're going through, what you're dealing with, but they love you, and they would hold you accountable to whatever you're dealing with, trying to help you, you know? So, yeah, that's what it is. Whatever you're dealing with, man, God can get you through. You know what I mean?
Amen.
If you keep putting yourself in a position to fall, I mean, you're going to fall. So set up boundaries. And then number three, get some accountability in your life.
Yeah, and Corey Hicks shared that, man. And as you heard his testimony, if you missed it, he talked about how he was addicted to heroin and crack cocaine, man, and how God change his life. And I'll even put it in this way. If you have people in your family that are addicted, begin to fast for them, as his mom fasted for him to quit. And there's a powerful thing, man, when you do these biblical principles. Fasting is still things that help break addictions. I even say that, and I'm gonna talk about that later in the show. Man, but once you get free from them addictions, you know what we do? We act a fool. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like this joint right here Corey Hicks came through with, man. He going to act the donkey. Tell us about this joint right here.
Act a fool, yeah. It's really, man, just saying, like, we going in, like, full throttle, acting a fool, you know, as far as, like, really going past the average, the mundane of the Christian life and going towards, like, just acting a fool for Jesus. Like, you know, he said he used the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And so even though, you know, everybody might not be the scholars, you know, you could go out and, like, act a fool for the Lord. You know, you may not have even graduated high school, but you know what? God could use you to lead a doctorate to Jesus Christ. And so, now we're trying to go out and preach the gospel as hard as we can. We're trying to go out and sit the dopest bars that we can. You know what I mean? We're trying to put out the best production, the best media, whatever, you know. We're trying to go in and act a fool for Jesus. So me and my homie Brenton, we collabed on this joint, and it is pretty dope, man. It's a second single off the upcoming album, The Whole Nine. We're looking for that joint, and, man, give some feedback on what you think about that joint.
All right, man, and as the homie Brenton will say, holla at the preacher for a feature. Let's get it, man. Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
Way iller. You can tell them killers that Jesus died on the rise.
because my God alive. We finna act a fool. We bout to act a fool. It's time to act a fool. We bout to act a fool. Y'all playing what we gon' preach. Y'all playing we hit the streets. Y'all playing we spit that heat. That bueno, my God of peace. We letters, we give with no limit. No tank dog. Off top, we keep it hot. Like the mic, got a mic on. That book of life has been anchored on. I don't care what you think, dawg. We ain't going nowhere, homie. We go hard in the paint, dawg. We gon' raise the dead. Open eyes and heal the lame. You like a fool. I keep Jesus in my swag and in my lingo. I am free, not entangled with them snares. I am here, but really there. And my God is everywhere. Is he real? I'm like, yeah, he uses me. Oh, dope. I am just a man. It's hard to understand. So I just give you two words. I am. He is the one true God, you dig. That's why we undergird those that don't know the word. Deceived by what they heard. So these verses working curses, working demons. Even a fool is known as wise. When he lives more than he is big and high. He used the foolishness of this world to confound the wise. It's time to act a fool. It's time to change some lives. It's time to raise the dead. It's time to open eyes. You thought our God was dead, dead. Somebody lied. He lay in a tomb. Third day he had to rise. It's time to act a fool. Because my God alive. We finna act a fool. We bout to act a fool. It's time to act a fool. We bout to act a fool.
Yeah.
That's right, right there, man. Brand new joint from the Gospel Boys. And they're in the Caribbean, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing, man. Some young cats for the Lord. And I'm going to say this, man. If you love Christian hip-hop, man, make sure you support the younger cats coming up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to have it start all over again because all of us got old. And, you know, I'm still a young gun. I'm going to just say that. But, you know what I'm saying? Make sure we putting it down for the young cats, man. Pave the ways, man. Sometimes don't charge them the same you charge everybody else, man. And I'm big on that, man. I want to get back. I want to see the next generation even be bigger and better than us. Coach them up, man. That's what's up. And we got Corey Hicks, man, who's definitely coaching some cats up in the New Orleans, man. He's a pastor out there doing his thing. Corey Hicks, man, you got a brand new album that's about to release. What's the name of it and when is it coming out, man?
The new album is The Whole Nine. It's releasing August 21st this year, you heard me, under the label Longevity Music. Be looking for that. It'll be available online, of course, all the different venues and stores. We've got some real dope features on the joint. So, man, be looking for that, man. It's going to be real hot. Man, God is definitely stamped that thing, you heard me? So I'm excited to see what the Lord is
going to
do.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. So definitely The Whole Nine, August. Make sure you go pick that up.
August 21st,
man. So make sure y'all know it's going down. Man, let's say if somebody's feeling you, they liked what you were talking about, your testimony, your ministry and all that. How can they get a hold of you? You know what I'm saying? What's your Facebook, Twitter, all that, man?
Yeah, no doubt. Twitter game is twitter.com/CoreyHicks. My Facebook joint, my artist page is facebook.com/CoreyHicksMusic. But you can also hit me up on my personal joint, which is facebook.com/CoreyHicks. The website is longevitymusic.com. Also, I have CoreyHicks.com. If you're interested in a ministry to the church, it's Divine, T-H-E-V-I-N-E, NOLA, N-O-L-A, .org. You can check out that joint if you're in the city. Come visit the church. If you spit, man, you know, you might gotta connect with you and have you spit for the offering or something like that. But beyond that, man, I love building. So holler at me on Twitter, follow your boy, hit me up on Facebook. I'm real, I'm approachable, real genuine. You know, it's not about me, it's not about God. And so if we can build, man, let's build, get it.
And that's what's up, man. Anything else coming up, man, that you want to share with the people?
I would say, man, be looking for The Whole Nine, August 21st, but then also be looking for Joint Heirs. They're going to be coming out right after Corey Hicks' solo album, Joint Heirs. Then after Joint Heirs, be looking for my dude, Doc with an H. You know what I mean? So he came from out of Tampa and is on the team, one of the newest people on the squad. Be looking for his joint. And, you know, we constantly adding some new people, man. We got some new people. We actually just are in the process of signing a worship band. Some alternative worship, like on some Misty Edwards type of stuff. So, yeah, we branching out and doing some different things, man. Just trying to really infiltrate all of the different genres and cultures. So, it's real dope, man. Be looking for longevity music and what the Lord is about to do through us.
That's what it is, man. Y'all hearing it first on Yacht of the King Radio. Don't y'all go nowhere, man. Any last words you want to share with the people, brother?
Man, look, I would just say, man, allow God to use you where you're at. You know, we could look at a person like Cray, look at a pastor like Ephraim Smith, different people, man, and these people may be your heroes, and you think that, you know, you can't be used on their level, or you're trying to somehow get to their level so you can be used in a greater way. And, man, I just encourage you, man, minister exactly where you are with the resources that you have. Mm-hmm. You know, especially like some of the artists, man, you may not be able to to cop, you know, a track from this particular producer. Or, yeah, I mean, and so, but you know, work with what you have and move towards that. But man, don't let the have-nots stop you from being fruitful and what God has called you to, man. And just keep pressing on, man. Don't be discouraged and doing a good work. Keep letting the Lord use you, homie. I love y'all.
That's what it is, man. So y'all checking it out right now on Yacht of the King, Corey Hicks. Check him out, CoreyHicks.com. Or Longevity. What was the other site?
LongevityMusic.com, CoreyHicks.com, and DivineNola.org.
All right, man. Corey Hicks, man, it was a pleasure having you on, bruh. We pray that God will continue to keep you strong in the ministry, man, and that you continue to impact people, baby.
Yeah, it is. I love you, homie. You hold it down.
All right, man. Love you too, bro. Life. All right, man. That was dope getting it in with Corey Hicks, man. Awesome, awesome testimony, man, and it went perfect with the word of the day, man. Look, I love how God orchestrates that stuff, man. We're going to go into this joint right here. Zeal featuring Jesus Geek, Greatest. Let's get it in.
Yeah, yeah, great. It's Zeal and Jesus Geek on this track. Yeah, let you know our God is the greatest. Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My,
yeah.
My God is the greatest.
Yeah.
My God is the greatest. Oh my God. The greatest.
Yeah.
My God is the greatest.
My God.
He's the greatest.
Yeah.
My God is the greatest.
Yeah.
My God is the greatest. Oh my God. He's the greatest.
Yeah.
My God.
Greatest,
greatest. I serve a great God who was like him. Many tried but can't stand like with no limbs. Who can't compare to him, be on the same scale with him. My God's a heavyweight, smashing all the mother featherweights. KO victory, king of the ring. But he at the universe, my God reigns supreme. Forget a big bang, he's the big bang. Let the stick in your brain, man, my God deserves praise. Who you know can form the globe with just a word and turn around and use dirt to form folks to speak words. Don't try to flex your strength, probably bust the fame. Try to match you with my God, will put your life to shame. My King holds the name above all names. Jesus is the name, of course, so drop a knee with his voice. I fix my eyes on him, no need to look back. My God is too great, that's why we sing it. My God is the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God. I don't think you're getting hit. My water says full scraps from my guy heads it off. Yeah, running it. You can keep that smoke choke up top. My drug cup, I'm null up. Push out, sling that rock, no, I sling that hoe. Go back to my sin, that's a no go. Feeling Jesus geek. Call us a kingdom builder. Rejecting sinful offers. Yeah, returning sender. I lift my hands to the sky, saying I surrender. My God is too fly. Just check out his splendor. Look at his handiwork. Turns a sinner to a winner. A pimp to a saint. Turn my cricket to a straight. Kindness, great patience, great love, great mercy, great forgiveness. Yeah, his resume is endless. That's why I brag about my Lord up on this track. To put my Lord up on the man, deal his fame, can never do that. So I give my all to represent the King. Gotta stay on my J.O. cause my God is amazing. My God is the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. Yeah, my God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. Yeah, my God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. Yeah, my God is the greatest. Greatest, great. He's done miracles. He's great. He died for you and me on the tree. Yeah, my God, he is so great. He is so great. Yeah.
Yeah, hello, what's up? This is Imam from Tacoma, 253 West Coast love for ya.
I'm just calling in to request that new servant, God of the Living. You.
My God was slain like a lynched hang victim. They beat him blue like they gang bang crypt him until his body shut down like a mainframe system. Then he rose with more highlights than Blake Griffin. His design divine, no Candace Olsen. He outlined the times, his canvas the ocean. He gave men his breath, word of mouth promotion. That's why I delete ties trying to analyze the potion. I'm connected to the Holy Ghost, no magic potion. He knows things I don't know, he's omnipotent. All man, all God, I'm just amazed, just to know him. And ain't no way I'll betray for the greatest pay of tokens. They're trying to take away his net worth. Look what he's grossing, made us fishermen the network. That I'm holding, adding men in to the network. Exploding, changing lives is his best work. It's mind blowing, taking y'all to church. Everywhere I'm stepping, faith my protection, God's word my direction. A victim of God's grace, he showers down blessings. He even called out a spot next to him, call it heaven. Me, I'm nothing without my daily dose of Jesus. Close my eyes and visualize his body, cause it's bleeding. They whisper it's a myth, you stupid for believing. But Romans chapter 1 is what I hear, and it's screaming. They ask you why you living different, and every time we see you, it be like you on a mission. Right. Acting as if Jesus is the only interest. Jesus been dead for years, you acting like he's living. Jesus is why I'm living different, so every time you see me, know that I be on a mission. Actually, Jesus, he is the only interest. He died for our sins and rose, my God is living. I serve the God of the living. Lift your hands high to the God of the living. I serve the God of the living. Lift your hands high to the God of the living. Living God, 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 living God.
I heard a silence from the heavens saying, serve it. No fish, instructed to keep the kingdom. No braids, no twist. While artists dropping singles, trying to single who's the dopest. I'm honest with my jingles, trying to single where this hope is. The Bible right in front of me, view it. Telescope lens, the sun is in my view. No shade, staying focused. John the Baptist with this rapping, honey. Locust, they say, give it up for money. Money, Joseph. And when I mention Joseph, I ain't talking about the Smith kid, the one sold to slavery by his brother. Assistance. Had a promise from the Lord why most of us quit this. 6-17 years, no apple, but he's in our witness. God is just seeing where our strength lives. That's why connecting with the saints is the business. Too many lost in the shuffle, kitchen aid blending. Do you think Jesus saved us to continue how we live? Man, it's sad. Mad rappers in shackles, Foot Locker. It got the masses in masks, imposters. Parents living, but the TV raised them, fostered. But Jesus called us to heal the sick, PhD doctor. Nehemiah on the wall, got my sword fielded. Upholding the truth, revealing to my children. The truth is in me, I'm convicted when I'm chilling. Surrender hands high to the God of the living, living God. They ask you why you living different, and every time we see you, it be like you on a mission. Acting as if Jesus is the only interest. Jesus been dead for years, you acting like he's living. Jesus is why I'm living different, so every time you see me, know that I be on a mission. Actually, Jesus, he is the only interest. He died for our sins and rose, my God is living. I serve the God of the living. Lift your hands high to the God of the living.
Jesus, we salute you.
I serve the God of the living. Lift your hands high to the God of the living. Living God, living God, living God, living God, living God, living God, living God.
All right, y'all, we back. Yacht of the King Radio, that was Servant, God of the Living. We had to go brag on God for a second, man. Is our God good? He definitely is, man. Is our God living? Man, there's nobody greater. That's what it is, man. You know how we doing it, man. And I just want to talk about addictions real quick. I say addictions, as a, this def, the dictionary said, it talked about addictions as being a super strong pull or desire to have something that anything really. You could crave these things. But I just want to talk about addictions. We know that anything besides God that we, as Corey Hicks said, addiction becomes almost a lifestyle. Anything besides God in our life, as far as addictions, is a bad addiction. Anything outside of God, and that, you know, family, you know, it's great to be addicted to your family. That's good things. Those are things that God talks about. But anything like drugs, alcohol, sex, pornography, eating, you know what I'm saying? Anything that's out of order in our life, it could be, you could be addicted to money. There's a lot of people addicted to money, a lot of people addicted to their job, a lot of people addicted to things. But if you feel like you're addicted, you have to, first of all, if when you go to Alcoholics Anonymous, they'll say, admit that you're addicted. You know what I'm saying? You have to admit that, hey, I have an addiction, and not only admit it, but say, I need help. Just like Corey Hicks said, go to God, man. You know what I'm saying? He can free you from that addiction. And I'll say, man, addictions usually, you know, we try to brush them off sometimes. You know, I think sometimes the ones that we try to brush off the most are the ones that are going to hurt us the most. So we got to make sure, man, that we're not addicted to anything but God. Man, I should have played that one joint, Addicted to God, man, that we got on here, man. Shout out to the homie who put that song out, man. But, man, we got to make sure that we're not addicted to anything else, man. Like you said, man, God can help you. We can help you, man. If you need help, give us a call, 425-243-4285. We'll pray with you, give you some information on how you can get out of those addictions, man. And this is your boy, Don Christian, from Yadity King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. And I'm signing off. Life.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me, so I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me, so we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta
Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio
out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity.com.